And it's all about making money.
And at some point, I will forget, and my actual glasses will get broken.
And then you'll look down at me and go, ah, shit.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is all there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home.
From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it is the return of the five-star man, Mr. 100.
You sound so disappointed.
I said yours first, and I mean...
That's not the name of the show.
It's not the name of the show. It should be. It should be the five-star man and Mr. 100. But it doesn't roll off the tongue as easy.
It does not have the same ring to it.
But anyway...
Also, you're hosting.
That's true. I mean, that can be changed. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. I am Mr. 100, and I believe Asa Gray, the five-star man down at the end of the table, at the last show, we were just talking about CCW before we recorded, and we were talking about the last show, and we were talking about Damone, Salavino, specifically. Mm-hmm. And I believe at the last show, as I was leaving... I go to leave, and someone runs up, and I hug them, and I'm trying to... Oh, it was Casey's Finest. It was Leo and Aaron, and we hug them, and Allie heard it. I didn't hear it, but she heard it, that apparently Damone said, no one ever told me what he's keeping 100. Like he was confused.
He was questioning it.
As to what exactly I'm 100 of. And I didn't get a chance to reply to him. It's at the time it was 100 lawsuits, but we've settled most of those out of court. So none of them were bad.
I like that it's just. I don't think he was asking anyone in particular. It's
he just
like
said it to himself.
Him wondering out loud.
What is he 100 of? Damone is. I know this isn't a CCW show. We're not going to talk about wrestling all night tonight. But Damone is quickly becoming just one of my favorite people to interact with. There, he's just. I can't tell what the hell he is.
I don't know if he hates me or likes me.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't tell if the dude is like happy when he sees me or not.
I have to buy one of his shirts now.
You do. You get. Oh God, I've gotten roped into that too. Like I think it was mine was Mikey. Like Mikey walked up to me at one of the shows and was like, "Hey, you know, dude, I got that new Big Mark Googleyak on campus shirt you run." And I don't think I asked for one, but I paused and I went like, "Oh yeah,
no, he's hustling you."
Yeah, I'll
it's
come.
Like I saw a thing on Reddit the other day where it like the title of it was, "I'm not a cat person. I don't like cats, but after going to the ASPCA shelter." This guy came up and just like sat on my lap and started purring, and the lady rounded the corner and said, "Oh my, he doesn't sit on anyone's lap. He doesn't let anyone get close to him." And it's like, oh, you got suckered.
It's a hustle.
Like that is
life is just
you're the fifth person she said that to today.
You're just the first one that took it home.
Exactly.
But the good news is you have a cat now.
Right.
I'm definitely a cat person over a dog person, and that is not one of our polls yet.
My roommates
probably in the future.
My roommates got this like tiny little baby kitten. And then
I hate when you tell me that because then I just want to go to your house.
And then they went out of town for a week. So I have to like house sit and like take care of this kitten. This suicidal kitten because it loves to play. And the only place that is acceptable to play is directly underneath feet.
Mm-hmm.
So like as you're trying to walk, like I stepped on it like 3 times. And every single time I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Does
like,
it make that cat meow when you get stepped on it?
One time it like sounded like it screamed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the top hat picture,
yeah.
The one when you can hear it,
yeah.
It was like one of those. I felt so bad. The other time it just kind of meowed. And then the third time it was just like, I guess used to it.
It's resigned itself to its fate,
but it's not learning. Like you don't, especially like on the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
It's adorable. And like I walked home and I could immediately hear it purring from the living room. And it would just like, and it comes and rubs and stuff.
It's so happy. Yeah.
Exactly. But then trying to walk like to the kitchen.
It may be a masochist. It may like to be stepped on just a little bit.
That first time it was like, I'm into this. This has awoken something in me.
Allie's cat. My cat's pretty normal. My cat will sit at the top of the stairs and sleep out of the way. Mm-hmm. It stays out of the way. Allie's cat though, it will lay directly in the middle of the stairs at night when it's pitch black.
What color is the cat?
Black. So there was one point where I stepped down and I don't know why it was like the force or something. But as I stepped down, I knew the cat was there. So I immediately held my foot up before I got to step really hard. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I felt that furry little ass right there on my foot. So thankfully I didn't. But I'm waiting for the day that like Bob walks down in the middle of the night and just you just hear dong, dong, dong. Because Bob is now falling down the stairs and is dead because of this cat.
Because the cat won't get out of the way.
The cat, not only does it like to sit there right in the middle of the stairs, but it does this weird thing. And it, for you guys listening at home, it's going to be hard to see this. Well, it's, gonna be
It's going to be very hard to see this.
But like, if you imagine stairs.
If you're driving, close your eyes.
Yes.
Picture
yes.
this.
Pull over to the side.
Shannon's going to paint us a word picture.
Imagine stairs and the cat is laying on its side, laying down on one stair, holding on to the stair above it sideways, and it will then claw its way across the stairs like pulling itself, and it is the and it stares right at me when it does it, and it's the weirdest thing. Like, I don't know if it's challenging me or showing me what I can do with stairs. I don't know.
Also,
the cat is weird.
For the record, not being able to see what he just did doesn't like that doesn't put you at any disadvantage. I'm looking at him, and that really didn't
did that
make,
not help at all what I showed you sense. I'll have to draw a diagram for this one. Real quick, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the show tonight. We took a week off last week, and it was after our biggest month ever, and we cannot stress enough whenever something like this happens how grateful we are that you guys tune into us week in, week out. We got a lot of great fans that a lot of them we've become good friends with simply because we appreciate them and we have mutual interests. Most of those interests, right now especially, involve not putting pineapple on pizza.
No.
Because that could be the show tonight, because this is one where Asa and I both disagree heavily on this. Asa is pro-pineapple, and I'm very much anti-pineapple.
Because Asa is correct.
I disagree.
I'm sorry, your uncultured.
Back it up with,
I'm sorry, your uncultured Neanderthal taste buds can't appreciate the sweetness of pineapple going well with the savory of the cheese and the sauce.
I don't think there's a term for like racism when it comes to food, but whatever it is, I'm that because I don't like these pineapples mixing with
savage.
My pepperoni.
You're a savage.
A savage.
Yeah,
Randy. I'm a Randy Savage.
He would have loved pineapple on his pizza.
We can never know the answer to that now, and that's the problem. Unless Kevin Huntsberger knows, because Kevin Huntsberger knows everybody, so he probably knows the secret. You asked me before the show, have I ever had pineapple on pizza? Yes, once. And I think I've told it on the story before, but I'll relay it again. So I just started dating Vina when I was in college, and I went over to her house for dinner for the first time. I met her parents and all that. And they asked, do you want pizza for dinner? Is that cool? I'm like, yeah, I'm great with that. So they ordered Pizza Hut, and they ordered pepperoni pizza with pineapples on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me, because I didn't like it. First off, I didn't like it. It just didn't taste good to me. It was a weird mix, and I didn't like it. It wasn't the pepperoni. Should I try this again without pepperoni, or was that a non-factor in my dislike of this?
Have you not had like a Hawaiian pizza?
I have not.
Where it's ham?
No.
Because that's, or Canadian bacon, which is, no, it's ham. Shut up. That's stupid.
Sorry. Sorry, Josh and Alan. It's ham.
But it's, I don't know if it's pepperoni or not, because I'll eat pineapple on like any pizza, but I also love pineapple.
I love pineapple by itself.
When I get it, I usually do it with sausage. Like I'll do pineapple and sausage because I like that.
Okay.
But the starter pack for pineapple on pizza is a Hawaiian, and they'll throw like other stuff on there. I don't know what else.
It makes sense.
But it's usually, but also like growing up, that was one of my mom's favorite types of pizza, was pineapple and Canadian bacon. So anytime we'd order, we'd get like half that, half whatever, and I would always eat on both sides because I was a fat little child.
That was very much not a thing in my house. In fact, I think I was the only person that liked pizza in my house. My mom would share it with me occasionally, but it was mostly just me, and I ate a lot of pizza. I am a pizza connoisseur, do not get me wrong. I never tried it, and I never wanted it. Cheese and pepperoni, that was all I wanted.
That's the thing with this poll is because I know we have friends who will only eat cheese pizza.
Yes.
They don't want any toppings.
Right.
I know we have friends who will only eat it if it's cheese and pepperoni.
Right.
Your vote does not count here. Cause that's just like, cause there are so many other toppings.
Right.
That definitely belong on pizza.
Yeah.
That you're saying, ew, no, sausage pizza is gross.
Yeah.
You don't get to judge whether or not pineapple belongs on there.
But this is
so I want you to know, no matter how this poll ends up, my side wins.
No, absolutely not. This is the one time where no other ingredient, no other topping can go against pepper. You can't do pepperoni or bacon. That's not a poll. Mm-hmm. There's no rage there.
Right.
There's a general disagreement, maybe. This is the only one where people actually get upset and will fight to the death over this.
Yes.
And ever since I tried that piece, because that was in college. That was, see, that I was think 32 years ago.
I really think you need to try it again.
I agree, because ever since then, I also swore off all other kind of pizza. It was pepperoni and cheese. But I've had barbecue pizza. I've had a garlic chicken pizza. Mm-hmm. I've had different pizzas that I didn't think I would enjoy, and I enjoyed very much. So I'm nervous, but I would try it again.
Sunday's Extreme Rules.
Oh, God. Oh, so quickly?
Yeah, already. Which we'll be talking about. Oh, excuse me. We'll be talking about that a little bit on PW tomorrow night.
The return of PWU. And I guess we could try that. We can get one pizza that's. But what I want you to do is not poison the polls anymore. And that's post as Podzilla 1985.
Because I forgot that it does that automatically, and I don't know how to change it on mobile. It used to be super easy to change it on your phone. And I just got done at the. So what had happened for me is I get done working out because Kurt is a monster, but he has this really good program. So if
he's
you check out.
He's a beautiful monster.
He's all Captain America looking.
Really is, now that you mention it. Oh, I hate him.
Oh, don't
him
say
so
now
much.
That I mention it. I've only been calling him Captain. I've been calling him Captain America almost exclusively for years now. But so I'm sitting in the locker room trying to motivate myself to get off the bench and get to the shower. And I pull up my phone because this is one of the few places I have access to Wi-Fi. Because I'm house sitting at my grandparents right now and they have no internet. Not just no Wi-Fi. They just don't have internet. And after like day three of being there, I got my 5 gig warning, and between me and my parents, we only have 8 gigs for the month.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wait, when does it end?
The first.
Oh, it's been 10 days.
I know. I have a problem. I thought I was doing it sparingly, but I was also watching a lot of YouTube. Oh, not a lot of YouTube, but like random little videos on Reddit. And then I had downloaded podcasts to my phone. And then, like, the number one, because it was, I don't remember what the number one app was. It was, like, because it was either Reddit or YouTube or something like that. But number two was Podcast Addict. And I was like, how are you using data? I downloaded all of these episodes specifically because I knew I wasn't going to have Wi-Fi. And that was, like, 2 gigs right there. So, I don't know what that is, but that's annoying.
That's
so silly. So, now that anywhere I have Wi-Fi, I'm using it to, like, check up on. Like, because I've been staying off of like Snapchat and Facebook Messenger and all of this. Like, I'm just not using my phone at all unless I'm somewhere that has Wi-Fi. So I'm at the gym. I have Wi-Fi there. So I pull up Facebook to see what's on there. And I am assaulted with this malarkey that pineapple doesn't belong on pizza.
You say assaulted. And then I bring up a legitimate question.
And then I see Dalton is like, oh, this is the correct choice. Which, yeah, if you want to side with Dalton, go ahead.
Stop saying that. Please stop.
I'm surprised you haven't.
Now you are poisoning the poll.
I'm surprised you haven't changed your vote because you agree with Dalton and disagree with Hunter.
Oh, hey, hold on. Hold on now. Hunter and I don't have that kind of. Hunter and I disagree on a lot of things.
So I went to.
Is definitely one of them.
I just went to comment on it and I didn't realize it had me logged in as Podzilla. And then.
It does it automatically.
It does it automatically, yeah. Apparently. And then there's no easy way to just like switch it on mobile.
Nope.
On computer. It's super easy.
Right.
There's a little drop-down menu. And that same drop-down menu used to be on the Facebook app.
Right.
And now it's not anymore, and I have no idea how to switch it.
That's the same reason that if you tune into CCW Live, Wednesdays at 7:30 on Cape Championship Wrestling's Facebook page, whenever Dalton or like Lee or Jason, well, Jason's usually better about it, but when they reply to messages on there, it'll always come up as Cape Championship Wrestling.
Yeah.
Osby was bad at it, too. Because we would get messages that was clearly Osby, but it said Cape Championship Wrestling, and that poisons the poll. And, the more you mention it, I don't want to be on the same side as Dalton. I don't. But I...
All right, we're pausing the episode. Order a pizza. Live review.
Eat the pizza
live
right
reaction.
No, I can't do that.
You know what I almost did a couple weeks... The last time we were going to do Mr. 105 Star Man, which was, I guess, 2 weeks ago. But then Dalton was here, so... Which, that's not the reason I didn't do it. I just didn't have time. I wanted to go to Sonic and get one of those pickle slushies.
No, thanks.
And make everybody try one, like,
no,
live.
I don't want to do that because I saw the video, I think it was Caleb Carter, where he tried one and he actually videotaped it. And he didn't throw up, but he, like, spit it back out. And I believe that will truly be the way that it would go down because I like to eat pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Someone take that and make that the new sign, Caleb Tripp. Don't you dare make that the new sign.
Shannon likes pickles.
Shannon Young, Mr. 100, I like to eat pickles.
But don't put the word pickle. Just like Shannon, hearts,
the P, and then
no,
blanked
no, no.
out.
The 100 emoji, heart, and then just a pickle. But like Make it like one of those ones that come in the bag at Dollar General.
Okay.
That you can.
At least you didn't say eggplant.
And it's like straight, but it's like straight up and down, so people can really tell.
What else kind of pickles would you eat? Okay.
You don't want one of those. You don't want one of those sliced ones.
I had they made a Pringle that was pickle. It was like extreme dill. And when I worked at I still work there at Gaming Grounds, but it was over at the Jackson store. John Yunt brought it in. He was like, yeah, I want to try this. And he popped it open. He took one bite and he gave it to me. He's like, no, I'm good. I also tried it once and that was it. That is the worst thing. Who thinks that? All right, there's a new thing now in the world where they're adding weird flavors to things that were already good.
Yeah.
And people buy them and I don't get it.
Do you remember what we got? I don't think it was the last pay-per-view, but the one before, the chicken ramen,
the ramen
flavored Pringles.
Yeah.
And it was legitimately just Pringles, but they dumped a chicken flavor packet from a ramen and just shook the can.
But I know a lot of people that tried them was like, oh, okay, get that.
I think Audra loved them.
I think Cody loved them too. Maybe Dalton. I don't remember. But again, Dalton, that's a bad example. But yeah, they're adding all these weird flavors to stuff now and I don't appreciate it. It's not good. I had Pepsi.
But I always try them. Jesse was so whenever Jesse and I went up to St. Louis on Friday.
You got the blue steak, right?
We went up to.
I want to hear about your experience with that. This anecdote.
Whatever day, the last day that we were here, maybe it was the fourth, we went over to Dollar General and he was talking about there's these new Sour Patch Kids that are ice and fire.
Yeah. So he had me try it. Yeah.
They taste like a normal Sour Patch Kid, but the ice one. At the end, will then make your mouth feel like you just ate a mint, that like cold feeling.
Yeah.
But it's not mint flavored.
Right.
And then it's the same thing with the fire one, except it's like if you ate a cinnamon candy.
Yep.
But there's no cinnamon flavor.
Yes.
So we stopped at like two different gas stations. Apparently the QT in Herculaneum is being rebuilt.
Yeah,
so
it's torn down. Yeah.
So yeah, we stopped and they only had the fire one and he didn't want to buy a bag of it. But yeah, they're just doing all this weird stuff. At the same time, I absolutely would try those.
He did buy it eventually.
No, yeah, he did because he likes he says the ice ones are awesome.
Well, they're weird though. Well, no, he never gave me the ice. He gave me the fire.
Mm-hmm.
We went to, and this is actually a kind of a story that I meant to tell before, and I'll come back to it. But we went to Zaxby's, and when we got there, he was like, "Have you tried these new fire, whatever you just said, the Sour Patch Kids?" And he handed me one, and I took a bite of it. And one, if you've never had candy that's been sitting out in a burning hot car for a period of time, it was the softest candy ever. It was like eating liquid.
I'm surprised you didn't have to spoon it out.
I ate it, and he was like, "Yeah, it tastes like you ate a Red Hot." You know, once it goes through, and it really did, and he could not understand. Jesse's a smart man. Jesse could not understand the logic behind this.
Behind having the feeling of eating a Red Hot, but none of the cinnamon flavor.
I saw the equations appear, and he's trying to put the stuff together. So I said that I had exciting news, by the way. And if you guys don't follow me on Facebook, you know, good for you. That's probably smart. But last week, and we weren't on last week, so I didn't get to make the announcement. But I actually did set up my surgery. Mm-hmm. For my umbilical hernia, which I believe when I did the consultation last week said ventral hernia or something like that. It started with a V. Maybe they changed it, but it's still the same spot. Anyway, I set up the surgery for next week. It was the 19th. And that's when we stopped at Zaxby's, by the way. It was after we did the consultation. Mm-hmm. Jesse's like, I've never had Zaxby's. I'm like, let's do it. But I had the surgery. So if you guys that have like donated to the GoFundMe, which I appreciate, I'm ashamed of it, but I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We did set up the surgery. Now here's the problem. I talked to someone a couple days later and it turns out the surgery that Jesse and I were kind of led to believe was going to be about $5,000 and ended up being $12,000 and that's after a 75% discount. Wrap your head around that for a second, because I'm trying to. $5,000 is what they quoted us at the doctor's park office. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's going to be facility fees at St. Francis, but St. Francis has a very cool thing where they will give you a 75% discount if you don't have insurance, which I do not, and they can also give you more of a discount if you qualify. So with the 75% discount, it ends up being $12,000. Now, if it was a $5,000 surgery to begin with, assuming, then that means it would be $7,000 for the facility. Mm-hmm. And that's after 75% discount. So the cost of a hernia surgery in Cape Girardeau at St. Francis is somewhere in the ballpark of, what would you say?
If it's so, just going off of the $12,000,
yeah,
that's $48,000.
Close to $50,000 for a hernia surgery. How do people live?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's almost like the healthcare system in America is gross.
And we talked about that before, but it wasn't until this moment that I truly felt it for myself. When she tells me over the phone, after your 75% discount is $12,000, here's the payment options that we have for you. $1,000 a month for 12 months or $2,000 a month for 6 months. We want it paid off within the year. And I thought, that's ridiculous. Nobody can pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody that doesn't have insurance, that can't really afford insurance, can pay $1,000 a month. That's absolutely insane. So I called back and she told me, and she was very nice. Please don't get me mistaken. Like, they were all super courteous and polite over there. It was great people. But she told me that there was another option where we could do 60 months through Commerce Bank, which is my bank anyway. I probably shouldn't say that on the air. 60 months at like $250 a month.
What's your routing number?
No. And even that, doable, yes. But also, I live paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I have other debts that I'm paying off from, you know, car breaking down, stuff like that. I can't really afford to do that. So the bad news is that the surgery was going to cost me $12,000, and that could go up.
Right.
She told me. Depending on
that
if
was,
there's
that was
different.
A conservative estimate.
That's a conservative estimate of $12,000. It's ridiculous. In the meantime, I looked up cheap hernia surgeries, and I found a place in Maryland, in Rockland, Maryland, that will do the entire thing for $1,900 flat fee. That is a facility, that is the drug, or drugs, you know, the anesthesiologist. That is everything, $1,900 flat fee. I called them and talked to them. The doctor called me back the same day, like 20 minutes later, and talked to me personally. And it's everything that we've seen looks like it is just the coolest place to go. So I canceled my surgery today. I will no longer be getting the $12,000 surgery at St. Francis.
Mm-hmm.
My goal and plan is to now drive to Maryland. I'm going to make a little mini vacation out of it. And I'm going to get the surgery done there for $1,900. And that is where we stand now. Mm-hmm. The good news is we raised about $2,000 off the GoFundMe mm-hmm. between the two. The bad news is that $400 of that went to the consultation at St. Francis. I can't get that back.
Yeah.
That's done. So we lost $400 for basically nothing.
Yeah.
I kind of kicked
myself.
Well,
but you still kind of needed the consultation.
I did. Because the doctor gave me an idea of whether or not I'd be able to do the surgery.
Right.
Because, and this is the other thing that pisses me off, and I'm not trying to turn this into my show, but my BMI is 41.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what 41 is on a BMI?
No, because I don't know anything about the BMI because it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. But when you hear it, it still hurts. That is extremely obese.
Mm-hmm.
I am clinically extremely obese. Now, I'm not saying I'm in great shape, but I don't think anyone that knows me would look at me and say, you're extremely obese.
Right.
I'm a big guy. I'm tall. I've got wide shoulders. I have quite a bit of muscle on me. But again, I never realized how bad the healthcare system was. I never realized how bad this was until it actually happened.
Well, because it's the same thing like Jesse in the group chat was putting out like power lifters of like, which granted, you're not a power lifter.
Not a power lifter.
But still, like, they would be considered, you know, morbidly obese.
Right.
Based on the BMI scale, because the BMI scale is not supposed to be like this all-encompassing thing.
And that really struck me as odd because I agree with you on that. And the fact that doctors still use it
mm-hmm.
baffles me. Like, you would think doctors would be smart enough to know that this is bullshit.
It's that thing where it's supposed to be a guideline. And it kind of is. I don't think, like, if it was just the BMI thing, I don't think they would have any issue with it, like, at all. It's the other stuff that they had brought up that also kind of plays into a factor. But I guarantee you that weighs way more heavily than
the BMI.
Than what the BMI is.
Yeah, because my blood pressure was the other thing that they brought up. Mm-hmm. And I do have high blood pressure. I have hypertension. Depending on what you look at, I have hypertension or I have hypertension stage 2, which I guess is like hypertension turbo.
It beat the first level.
Yeah, it's championship edition.
Championship edition. Just start calling it that now.
I'm trying to get that under control. And we've gotten back to eating healthier and trying to drink healthier. I brought a sandwich to work today.
But first, pineapple on some pizza.
Oh, I mean, that's fine.
That's fruit. It's healthy.
Oh, God, no.
Another point to pineapple on pizza. It's a health food. That is what Dr. Oz would call a superfood.
Oh, my God.
The face you just made. You actually kind of want to hit me.
You brought up Dr. Oz. I mean, I asked Bob about fruit, and I'm like, okay, so if I stop eating this, I don't overeat generally, and I don't eat bad stuff except for pizza, but I eat fruit, and I'm like, fruit's good for you, right? Not really. It's got a lot of sugar in it. Okay. And also, drink juice.
Just stop that immediately because one, juice is basically just soda.
Right. I didn't know that. I saw 100% juice on a carton and I went, there's my ticket.
Yeah.
Took it home and it was delicious and immediately went, oh, hell, something's wrong.
No, yeah. Like juice like that is basically like soda. But when you say that fruit does have a lot of sugars in it, But there's like a bunch of different kind of sugar.
Well, like, that's what he said too. Just, no, yeah, to be fair, that's what he said too. Yeah. He explained to me that, and again, pro tip,
everything in moderation.
Except soda.
Yes, so nothing.
Soda should be cut out completely.
Right.
And that's where I'm trying to get to, but my God, it's so hard. Even right now, looking at you, you are slowly turning into a bottle of Pepsi. I just want to pop the top and drink
Wayne's
you down.
The Wayne's World is just
I just want to drink you down now.
I guarantee you the only reason I was able to quit soda is because of how sick I got. Like, because I was sick for like 2 weeks last year. Like, just miserable. And I couldn't get out of bed. Well, it was more like 4 days. I think it was probably like 4 days. I didn't feel good for about 2 weeks, but I was sick for about 4 days. Because I think that was one of the ones when Jeff Odell came on for CCW Live. And I wasn't here because both times
Because you kicked yourself because you weren't there for that.
Because both times he's been on, I haven't been there.
Yeah.
But it was because like I pretty much just was sick through the caffeine withdrawal because I was already sick.
That is the thing.
And then I kind of got to the point where it's like, okay, I was drinking entirely too much soda.
Yes, you were.
I'm just not going to go back. So, and I didn't. And I'd found those liter of carbonated flavored waters.
Yeah.
That helped a lot. I slowly kind of cut sweet tea out as well because I was drinking a lot of sweet tea if I wasn't drinking soda.
Yeah, that's the point I'm at right now.
So those flavored sparkling waters were really good, and now I'm just drinking just regular water, which a year ago I would have not believed because I hated just drinking water, and I still not. If this was, I wish this was a Pepsi, but it's not. But I'm still like, well, I'm not thirsty anymore, so that's good. And it's better for me.
Much better. Mm-hmm. I remember when Ace of Grey used to bring in 2 liters of soda and drink them.
For the day.
Yeah. And I can't criticize you because I've also done that.
Because it was the thing, because it started because of Dollar General.
Yeah.
Because we would go over and grab a snack and hang out. Like, if we're hanging out for the day, especially when I was working at Red Lobster and I had just a random day of the week off.
Right.
I would just come in and hang out. So I would run over to DG, get some snacks, and grab a drink. Well, I can get the regular size Pepsi for $1.25, or I can get a full liter for $1 even. Why would I pay more for less? That's stupid.
Jesse's not here to tell this story, and I'll tell it, and I'll spare names. But we refer to one certain somebody as a scarecrow. She and Bob and I... We always got, and actually the whole group, before I met you guys, we would go get pizza on like Sundays. And we'd go back to my apartment, we'd play games and eat pizza and drink soda. Well, she wanted a Dr. Pepper. And we went to Schnucks, and they had the 20-ounce. She wanted to get a 20-ounce. It was like $1.70. Mm-hmm. Or you could get the liter for $1. Same argument. Like, why would I spend that? Mm-hmm. And so Bob would try to buy her the liter, and she would say, I can't drink all that. And he would go, well, that's fine. You're saving 80 cents. She's like, no, I'm just going to get the 20 ounce because Bob was paying for it.
Right.
Bob was like, just get the liter. It's cheaper. She's like, but I'm not going to drink. I don't want to waste it. And the fight that came from that. And I cannot understand her logic of it. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter if you can't drink it all.
So that's what started for me is like, okay, I'll just buy the liter. And then I'm drinking a liter plus a day. And then, yeah, if there were days that I knew I was going to be here like all day, I would just grab a 2 liter and then just drink from that all day, like, because we had the cups here,
right?
And so that's,
and don't get me wrong, like I'm never gonna be that person that gets high and mighty on a show or something and says like, oh yeah, soda, I'm done with that, I don't like that, that was bad for me. No, that's tasty.
Oh no, it's still
it's delicious.
I'm not trying to come off like that.
No, you're not.
Because I loved Pepsi,
right?
I still do.
I do too.
It's like that alcoholic kind of thing where it's just like, I mean, yeah, I still want it, but I recognize that it's never just one.
No, it's not. There's a picture of me from Christmas a couple years ago. Actually, when I lost my job at GameStop, and we didn't have a lot of money for Christmas because I spent an entire month, like in October, broke because we didn't have any money. When Lindsay worked, but that was it. But there's a picture of me at Christmas giving a thumbs up, holding a 2 liter, drinking it, because that was basically my Christmas, was I was drinking this 2 liter, and yeah, it made me feel better. I kind of want to get a soda tonight now, and I'm really fighting myself.
We're not doing it. Get a nice cold LaCroix.
You sounded defeated on that. Like, I know it was a joke, but at the same time, I could see the pain.
Because I quit drinking LaCroix too, just because it was too expensive. Not that it was too expensive, it's just like, I don't need
to
spend.
Is it any good?
No, it scratches the itch. Like, it's hot. You can go and just like, you can crack open a can and it's somewhat sweet. All of the jokes you've heard about LaCroix are super accurate. Like, it's if you're drinking carbonated water while someone is yelling the name of a fruit on the other end from another room.
Yeah.
One of my favorites was it's like drinking Sprite through a condom.
Holy shit. Like,
it's not good, but it's addictive because it's so easy, because it scratches that soda itch for me. For me, it did. I still will, like, every once in a while, especially, like, if I'm going to be here, like, Extreme Rules on Sunday.
Right.
I will go to Dollar General and get one of their, like, blood orange carbonated waters.
Right.
Or I'll stop at Walmart and get one or something.
I'll get a Pepsi.
Because those are, like, I mean, they're fine, but I can also drink on them all day. And
I've decided that my weekends are my cheat days. Mm-hmm. That if I go through the week and I just drink water, and then on the weekends, if I have a little tea or a little soda, that it's better.
See, but you have to be careful with that, because it is, like, it doesn't sound right, but it is entirely possible to undo all of the good that you did throughout the week, 5 days drinking. In those 2 days.
That is absolutely true, because I went...
So I, like, The Rock does a cheat day like once a month.
Yeah, my God. And his cheat day is pounds of food.
6 pizzas, 20 stacks of pancakes.
I don't know. Like, I get that he's a big guy and he can eat all that, but, like, it's getting to a point now where if I eat, I'll go to Little Caesars and I'll get a deep dish. I got a deep dish for the first time in years. Mm-hmm. I ate 3 slices and I was like, I can't do this anymore. How the hell does The Rock eat 7 of these?
Yeah.
But... On the 4th of July, July 1st through the 3rd, I didn't drink any soda because mm-hmm. I was going to try to go the entire month without soda. That's already failed. Because July 4th, I had so much Pepsi. Mm-hmm. I probably drank a week's worth of Pepsi in one day. I think I downed almost 2 liter bottles.
Jeez.
Because I told myself, it's the 4th of July. I just want to just want to have fun. Mm-hmm. And I felt pretty shitty the next day. And I'm really starting to gauge the way I feel based on what I eat and drink, because I notice whenever I drink a ton of Pepsi, mm-hmm. I will feel worse. I didn't used to.
You will start to, because, like, the craving goes away. Like, it's still kind of there, but, like, the realization that this is how I'm going to feel kind of weighs on that a lot, because there's been a bunch of times that I've really wanted to. So now my cheat is a sweet tea. Like, I've almost entirely cut out sweet tea, which I love sweet tea, but it's got to be the kind that, like, a dentist gets his wings when I take a sip.
So what tea are we talking about? I'm curious. What do you drink?
Taco Bell has a good one. McAllister's usually is pretty good.
That's the one I usually go
McDonald's
for.
McDonald's also has a really good sweet tea.
McAllister is the one that I'll buy the gallon and mm-hmm. take it home and drink on it for a week or two. I also like, what the hell is it called? Milo's. That they sell almost exclusively at Walmart, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Have you never tried Milo's?
No,
it's my favorite store-bought tea.
I've
by made, far.
Like, I used to, like, that you brew yourself, or it's already bottled?
It's in a gallon jug.
No, because I every once in a while I would do that, but then I just started making it myself at home.
Do you have, like, a Keurig, or you just make it?
I used to have, like, a dedicated tea maker, which I guess is a coffee maker, just taller.
Right.
I will say, like, whenever I made tea at Red Lobster, I really liked it. But I also, so I'm weird because I like my sweet tea warm, like not necessarily like a hot tea, but I like it. When it's fresh brewed, I like it, and I won't put it over ice. And so Red Lobster, it was super easy because you just run it through 2 cycles. You dump a pound of sugar in it, which granted this is
are you being legitimate? Like a legitimate pound of sugar?
It's a legitimate pound of sugar, but it's not like it's a single serving of tea.
Okay.
It goes into the urn that then we serve to all of the guests.
Right.
But it's those prepackaged pounds of sugar. But it, you know, 2 full. So it's essentially 2 coffee pots worth of tea is what gets brewed. And then you mix in the pound of sugar with that, and then water. And then you fill it up with probably at least another coffee pot worth of water.
Right.
Because
that's
no,
my
two more. No, it's 2 parts tea, 2 parts water, ice, and then the pound of sugar.
My big thing with tea is that it has to have a strong brew. Mm-hmm. I really don't like the tea that it's like you taste the sugar more than the tea. Like, I like to taste the brew. I like the tea.
I like the mix. I want the sweetness there, but I
definitely want sweetness.
But it needs to play off of the, like, I can't do unsweet tea.
I tried.
That's gross.
I tried so hard, because when I tried to give up soda the first time, it's like my mom when she tried to give up cigarettes. Mm-hmm. This is not the first time I've tried to give up soda. This is probably the 30th or 40th time in my life I've mm-hmm. tried to go cold turkey. And I would always go to tea, and then someone would eventually tell me, rightfully so, you know, that's not much better than soda. And I go, well, shit. So then I go to unsweet
tea. I know you're
tea.
Right, but...
Yeah. And unsweet tea is just disgusting. I don't know who drinks
it. For that kind of... Like, a lot of people do. I mean... The majority of people who would order it, like your Red Lobster, would add some sweetener to it. Never like a whole lot, but a little bit of sweetener goes a long way too, though.
Yeah, because it's so bitter.
Yeah.
It just tastes like dirt water.
But I don't know what the brand of, what kind of tea that is, but I'll do like green tea and like different flavors of tea. I can absolutely do without sugar or sweetener or anything.
In your tea?
Yeah. Because, but not like,
oh, not, you know, a black sweet tea.
Yeah, not a black tea.
Okay.
Like Earl Grey or green tea or, you know, things like that.
Gotcha.
That actually have their own flavor already.
Right. Yeah, I'm the same way. The Keurig that we bought, I actually bought little packs of, I think it was Earl Grey tea. It was either Earl Grey or it was like a London breakfast, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. But we do that, and then it was unsweetened. And then I would put just a little honey in it and mix it together and drink it. And mm-hmm. It was really good. But again, anytime I taste something that's really good, my first thought is, okay, so it's bad
for me. So this is bad for me.
Yeah. Because nothing good for you is good. It tastes good.
That's very,
it doesn't.
That's very untrue.
It doesn't. Name 20.
I've actually gotten really, whenever I go,
I love home, fruit. I love fruit.
Fruit's really good. When I go home for lunches now, because that's what I've started to do. Now I'm going to start packing lunch though. Baby carrots and hummus. Like I'll do that in a sandwich.
Allie's had hummus before and I've never tried it. I don't.
It's good.
It scares me.
You need to find something that it's like a dip. I wouldn't eat it straight.
Mm.
I could, but I won't. But if you can get like a vegetable or something, or a cracker or something to spread on it, it's really, really good.
There was something that I've really started to like recently, salads. Mm-hmm. I never realized I would like salad. And I think it's a specific salad. I like a good chicken Caesar salad. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. I never realized I enjoyed it, but I do. I will go to town on a chicken grilled chicken Caesar salad. But other than that, like we've tried cooking healthier and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Tonight it's not, because I saw something that I believe Justin Penrod, who was a CCW fan, he posted about, I forget the name of it, but it's basically noodles and cheese and chicken. And there's no way this is going to be healthy, but damn if it doesn't look delicious. And I told Allie, like, let's do that. I want to do that. So I think that's what we're doing for dinner. Allie, of course, we should have mentioned, not here tonight. She's working. 35 minutes into the show, you're probably going, man, she's really quiet tonight. We actually did have a whole thing she wrote up, which I may read on the Thursday show, because we're having a good time and being very light here tonight. I don't want to drag it down by talking about the Boogie 2988 thing that I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
We could probably save that for the Thursday show, but she actually wrote me a statement that she wanted me to read.
Mm-hmm.
We'll save that for Thursday.
All right.
You know, because it's a nice...
I looked a little bit more into it, but I'm still not 100%. I couldn't find like exactly what he said.
I don't think anyone's really upset at exactly what he said. You know, I think it's... They heard they heard, oh, he said something like this, and then they all formed their own opinions.
With that, like... Because, I mean, anyone who knows me knows that I lean pretty far left. But I will say that there is something to be said about people looking for any reason to be upset at anyone. And then even when that's proven to be untrue, they would rather hold on to that feeling
right.
of being upset than to actually, like, grow and expand their viewpoint.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like he's falling a victim into that. And it's not one side or the other that does it. Like, both left and right are very, very bad about doing that.
Yeah.
Of just trying to find any sort of reason to latch on to dislike something or someone.
Yeah, everyone's up in arms these days.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes rightfully so. I also want to mention real quick that since we've been doing the show, this poll on Podzilla is just fluctuating back and forth. It's so close. Right now it's 55-45. Pro pineapple.
See, every time I've checked it, it has never been anti pineapple.
I've been looking, it's changed once or twice.
It's gone from 55-54 is the biggest margin I've seen, because it's always pretty much been 53 or 54 pro pineapple.
I've seen 52-48 a lot, and that's when it was switching back and forth now. But right now, pineapple is starting to get an advantage. So even though you guys are hearing this later in the evening, I do.
When does this expire? Because I don't want people to be like, oh, well, then now I got to go vote for.
It expires an hour before the Thursday show. So 6 o'clock Thursday is when it will expire. So you have until 6 o'clock Thursday to tell us whether or not you like pineapple on your pizza, or you're sensible and you don't want pineapple anywhere near it. So
you are going to eat so much crow and pineapple on your pizza.
That's the same.
Because it's going to be that thing where it's like, you know that episode
of crow
on
the damn pizza too.
You know the episode of SpongeBob where
I don't know any episode of SpongeBob
where Squidward refuses to try a Krabby Patty And then he literally explodes because he breaks into the Krabby Patty vault, and eats them all.
Because he loves
them so much.
Because
he loves them so much. Like, we're going to walk into the bathroom and you're just going to be huddled over the trash can with like a, like, not even from where we ordered pizza, just like with pineapple on it.
I'm such a pizza purist though. And that's what I meant when I said earlier that I was racist when it came to food. I'm a pizza purist. Like, pepperoni and cheese is the only way I truly love my pizza. And that's how I gauge a good pizza on who has the best pepperoni pizza in town. And I'll tell you who has the best pepperoni pizza in Cape. We may have talked about this before. It's Pagli Eyes. And that is not even like
where?
A challenge.
Now look me in the eye and say it.
The place across from Emo's. Do you not say, you say Pagli Eyes?
Pagli Eyes.
I heard a commercial once that said, that went back and forth on it. And
where
it
it's like, either, because it's either.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
But
yeah.
I'd make that the next poll, but who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's a pretty limited. That's a pretty limited scope. How would you, granted, it would be pretty lopsided for all of the people not from Cape. Like, how would you pronounce this word with a hard G in it?
It's Pagli Eyes. You know, it's like the
settled,
GIF.
I will punch you. Who settled on the spelling of baloney, by the way?
You want to get into this? Who decided that?
I didn't, but okay.
Who decided Brett Favre is F-A-V-R-E?
Colonel?
Oh, it just struck me. And it also made me think of an SNL skit I like about. That's stupid. It's good. It's. Christopher Walken, and they're waiting for him. It's like in a southern plantation. It's like Civil War era, and Rachel Dratch is like an old woman, and they're having a conversation about the returning Colonel Angus. Yeah, you know where this is going. Mm-hmm. She's like, I personally never cared for Colonel Angus. It rubs me the wrong way. And the whole skit is based around the pronunciation of Colonel Angus, and it's the stupidest thing, and I still laugh every time I see it. Oh, that's good comedy there. And then he goes by his original name in the end, which is Anal.
Yeah.
So it's Anal Angus.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yeah.
It's subtle. It went over your head there and I have to explain it to you. Oh,
like all the best comedy.
Yeah. I saw a commercial for Grown Ups 2, which have you ever, like the FX channel, they'll do those commercials for movies and they'll make like weird little musical remixes to preview the movie. I have to show it to you to explain it. Mm-hmm. But there's a part where Kevin James, I forget what it's called, like a burp snart. I'm not even going to explain to you what it is.
Burp snart.
Yeah. And they focused the entire commercial around it. And it was part of the music was the noises. And I've given up on comedy at this point. Comedy is a dead art. I'm all about tragedy now.
Have you seen any of the, speaking of tragedy, have you seen any of the new Adam Sandler movies on Netflix?
No, I have not watched an Adam Sandler film legitimately since Punch Drunk Love, which I thought was a great movie, but
I liked Click.
I've not watched it.
I didn't expect to get the feelings that it gave me. Because it's Adam Sandler's got a remote that controls the universe. What wacky shenanigans are we going to get into? And then it actually kind of gets to be emotional. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, but I think there's
I won't go back.
There's a big difference between that and what else did he do?
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill, which is I think is voted regularly as the worst movie of all time.
He won the Razzie for Best Actor and Best Actress that year.
That's pretty incredible, though. You got to admit.
It is an accomplishment.
You don't mess with the Zohan. I
never actually
Chuck
saw that
Larry.
One. That one wasn't bad. Granted, I haven't seen it since like my sophomore year of college.
Grown Ups, which is just terrible.
Didn't see it.
Spanglish, I didn't see, so I can't really pass
it. I've heard that's pretty good, though, but that's another one I haven't seen.
50 First Dates, I didn't see.
That one's pretty good.
I really did like...
super sad, too.
Punch Drunk Love was really, really good. And it's so unusual for him because he just plays this neurotic. Have you seen it?
It's been a while, but...
Just the neurotic weirdo. Mm-hmm. The part where he like breaks the bathroom. And then he goes back to his dinner date because he just goes in there, freaks out, and starts smashing shit. And then they're like, you have to leave. And he's like, why? And they explain to him, he goes, oh, yeah.
Well, I guess I did do that.
But his newer stuff is just, Oh, the shit, he was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah. He played himself. They, I don't remember the setup for it, but they have to go into Jake and I think it's Amy have to infiltrate this like super high-end art auction. To find someone, and Adam Sandler's just there, hanging out, like, bidding. But he's dressed like Adam Sandler, and he plays himself. So he's wearing jeans and the baseball cap, and everyone else is in tuxedos.
There's one movie that Adam Sandler did, and this is not where I expected the conversation to turn. We got about 15 minutes left, though, so let's jump into it. Have you ever seen the movie Rain Over Me?
No.
It stars Don Cheadle and Adam Sandler, and I've never watched it, and I've always wanted to, but I've been afraid because the subject is so serious that I don't know how well... I know Don Cheadle will pull it off. Don Cheadle's amazing. But the storyline is basically about, it's at September 11, and Don Cheadle has, like, wife, kids, like, perfect life. Adam Sandler did... Till 9/11, he lost his family in it, and now he's so his depression is making him like just inconsolable. And Don Cheadle is his friend, and he's trying to convince him that life's worth living and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That sounds so not Adam Sandler-y that I'm scared to even give it a try.
Yeah, that's I feel like that's fair.
Like I feel like that could have been an incredible movie had it not starred Adam Sandler. But maybe I'm wrong about
it. Maybe it did. Like his, maybe it's like pineapple on pizza, and you really just got to give it that fair shake.
Son of a bitch. I don't think Adam Sandler in anything is like pineapple on pizza. I hate the damn Hotel Transylvania series. I
haven't seen any of those.
I had to watch the first one because Lindsay's obviously a big fan of that kind of stuff, and I just can't. I can't watch. No, I can't even watch Pixar anymore.
Really?
There's something about it, and I had this argument with him the other day that it follows a formula, and it's a good formula. I just don't care much for it anymore. I like really subtle movies. I've really started to like subtle films, and Pixar movies are about as subtle as a Jimmy Hart megaphone.
They're also for children.
That's why do so many adults love them, Asa?
Because they're so good.
Well, children aren't out there buying Inside Out toys. Adults are.
For the children.
Oh, sure. That's what you say.
What money do children have? What, an allowance?
Nowadays.
Get out of here, Rockefeller.
Quite a bit, I would say. Shit, now I lost my train of thought. Did you go see... No, you probably didn't go see it. The hell's it called? Hereditary?
No, still no.
Very subtle movie. The Witch, very subtle movie. Like, I like those...
I've heard really, really great things about Hereditary, but The Witch I felt like was pretty... People either really loved it or they really hated it.
Because it was super slow. Did you watch it?
Mm-mm.
Super slow story about like a Puritan family who like goes out on their own and then encounters something evil in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
It, up until like the last 20 minutes, nothing really happens.
Yeah. But everything leading up to that 20 minutes is building towards that 20 minutes.
Yeah, and it's beautifully shot. It's gorgeous. If you've not seen The Witch, I highly recommend it, but you'll probably find it boring.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But Hereditary, no one had it was just that unceasing sense of dread that was just constantly bombarding you for however long Hereditary is.
I fully give credit to that to the actress that played the mom. I'm trying to remember her name and I'm going to drive me crazy. I'm going to look it up so I don't sound like an asshole here. Toni Collette. Toni Collette is so good as the mother. She made that entire movie. Like, you don't go into that movie. I didn't go into it for anything other than her and oh, I was so impressed. But damn, that movie. Has it been long enough where we can talk about it now, or do you think?
Probably not, because I think it's still in theaters, isn't it?
Probably. It made pretty good money. I actually don't know what's in theaters right now, because we were going to go to the movies on Sunday. We ended up playing Star Wars D&D, basically, which was cool. But we've kind of made Sunday our day to go watch films, and I actually don't know what's in theater at the moment. Oh, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man and Wasp.
Did you see that?
Yeah, Jesse and I saw that on Friday.
Did you like it?
I liked it a lot. Me and him, but we did our spoiler-free review on Nerd Up this past Sunday. We both gave it a full price. Mandy kind of teetered between matinee and full price, which is fair. Like, I wouldn't knock that. If you like the Marvel movies, you probably have already seen it or are planning to see it. It was a lot of fun. I thought, for me, Ghost is one of my top three Marvel villains.
Really? Because everything that I saw about her leading up to it made me think she was going to be super forgettable.
And she kind of could have been. And a lot of people think she is. And that's fine. Her character arc, her story, her motivations, her powers, like, it hit me just right. Like, if I would have seen it on a different day, maybe I wouldn't have, like, maybe if I go and rewatch it in, like, 6 months, I'll be like, what was I even talking about? But as of this viewing, I thought she was one of the strongest villains they've had. And maybe it helps that it wasn't like a mirror matchup.
It wasn't another, like the first movie where the same guy has the same powers.
With
something.
Every Marvel movie.
Right.
But I really enjoyed her. Lawrence Fishburne's in it. He's really good.
I like him.
Like everyone, and they have, I think they've built on the chemistry that they developed in the first movie really, really well. My only knock against it is that the first Ant-Man was a great heist movie. That was also a superhero movie. This was very much just a superhero movie. Like, right. it didn't have that kind of, it wasn't like a genre piece.
Did it tie into the other Marvel Universe movies?
Yeah.
Like, were there, I mean, well, I don't want you to tell me really, but I don't know, was it more of a standalone thing where, or there was appearances by other characters type thing?
More standalone as far as appearances go, but they definitely reference a pretty sizable number of other movies.
Okay.
And like it's very much part of the Marvel Universe.
So I'm going to hit you with a question that you're not going to be prepared for, but we got 10 minutes left, so okay. Think about it quickly. You mentioned she's one of your favorite Marvel villains. Who is your favorite Marvel Universe? Well, that's a hard question
like
to ask.
MCU or including exactly. Comics or...
Well, I was going to say Marvel movies, mm-hmm. but do you draw a distinction between Marvel Cinematic Universe and Marvel movies? Because there was a large number of Marvel movies before.
Oh, and they were trash.
Oh, Jason's asking me to give him a call real quick.
Jason can wait 10 minutes. Daredevil isn't as bad as everyone thinks it is.
No, Daredevil's, I really, really,
but
really like.
We talk, I think it might have been on this past Sunday, but recently we talked about, and my mom's calling me.
Oh God, is it the same thing? It's like the world ending and they're trying to tell us?
Like Ghost Rider 2.
Is by far the worst.
Is like the worst movie ever made.
I can't even think of the villain in that movie. Like legitimately, I can think of the villain in the first one. It was...
I'm not entirely
Peter Fonda?
I'm not entirely sure I saw the second one. I know I saw the first one, but I don't remember it.
Forgettable, for sure.
Oh, I really wanted to talk about Cosmic Ghost Rider on Nerds for Hire because I bought Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Is that a new comic?
Yeah, the number one came out, and it was like the cover is super like edgelordy, just BS, but it struck a chord.
Is this still Johnny Blaze?
No. It's Frank Castle now.
What?
He's been Ghost Rider for a minute, apparently.
Wait. The Punisher Frank Castle is Ghost Rider?
Yep. Because he died, and then he became the Spirit of Vengeance, and then all this other stuff happened, and it's too much to get into now. But it was so, so terrible.
Oh my God. Yeah, I gotta look into this.
I'll let you borrow it. Yes. I'll bring it tomorrow.
Please.
Yeah, it's just bad. But no, no one stands out as a villain other than Daredevil, I'm totally blanking on his name.
Michael Clark Duncan. As Kingpin.
As Kingpin was cool, but then we got...
Colin Farrell was pretty good as Bullseye, though.
He was fine. But then we got Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin in Daredevil
Completely
Season 1.
Completely different.
Kingpins. Totally different, but I liked his version way more.
He was threatening in...
He was scary, but he was neurotic. And
Clark Duncan was very much like a 90s Kingpin.
Yeah, because he was a 90s gang boss.
Yeah.
The MCU... has the best villain of any Marvel movie. I'm not counting the Spider-Man because Alfred Molina's Doc Ock.
That's where I was going with it. Yeah, that's the one that always trips me up.
Is so good.
Yeah.
But Killmonger. What Michael B. Jordan is Killmonger.
Killmonger's still my favorite.
He had amazing motivations.
Yeah.
I loved the line he gave at the end of bury me at sea like my brothers who knew that death was better than slavery.
Yeah. Whew. Which is just a huge middle finger. Like, yeah. Right at the end.
Yeah.
But it really, I think Doc Ock in the second Spider-Man was the bar for the longest time.
For a very long time,
which is really weird because Willem Dafoe was the Green Goblin in the first movie. And Willem Dafoe is also incredible.
And he was great in that role, But
Alfred Molina, the way he played Doc Ock.
And the second movie as a whole is just better.
Yeah.
But I don't think, if they would have tried to do that as the first movie, I don't think it would have worked as well. I think they learned a lot making that first one.
Right.
And that all contributed to also the best Spider-Man game we've gotten.
So far.
As far as web swinging goes, I liked it. The other ones were fun. Some of the other ones were fun. Some of them were bad.
And then three, of course, we got Sandman, which...
I loved that version of Sandman. I just wish they didn't try to overdo everything with Venom and New Goblin and...
Well, that and the fact that they completely rewrote the story where they're like, oh, actually, there was another guy that killed your uncle.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like
that.
We
didn't tell you about him.
The thing,
why would you not tell me about him?
If they would have just left it at, you know, he's doing it for his daughter and,
right.
Like, that's great. That's all we need. But, yeah, they needed to really kind of drive Peter over the edge for reasons,
I love Thomas Hayden Church, though, so I was really glad to see him in that role. And I thought Topher Grace was good as Venom. It wasn't the best Venom, but he did okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
he did
a good job at it. Yeah, but damn that Alfred Molina. Sorry.
No, it was real good.
Because there's so many that I'm disappointed in. I was so disappointed in Red Skull in the first Captain America movie.
I wish we could have... in Winter Soldier, I really wish Robert Redford would have like
been
would have Skull. Been Red Skull would have been Skull again, yeah. Even though it's not the same actor.
He could have aged.
I mean, well, no, because basically every version of in the comics, if they would have done like a comic loyal version, he would have been Red Skull, but just in different makeup because he can't look the same because people will recognize him.
Right.
Because he's a very famous war criminal.
And he is a Red
and
Skull.
Yeah, and he has just that Red Skull, so he has to use shaping clay and stuff.
Right.
And I was really hoping that's where they were going to go with it. But then it just turned out to just be a, you know,
Dick.
Just Hydra guy, yeah.
And instead, Red Skull ended up in on another planet guarding.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
An Infinity Stone. I mean, it was neither here nor there.
And it wasn't even him.
Like no, it was a guy pretending to be him.
Yeah.
That was so good at pretending to be him.
Everybody thought it was him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I would like to see them reintroduce Red Skull, like, in a meaningful way.
Proper.
Yeah. Assuming we get any more Captain America movies, because after Avengers 4, who knows what the landscape's going to be.
Right. Or, yeah, and if it's Captain America, it could be Sam as Cap.
Yeah.
Or, what I thought would be better was the Punisher as Captain America.
Let it go.
Never let it go.
Let it go.
Who better for an image of America than the Punisher? Guns and killing people you disagree with? That is America. He is Captain America. Jesse disagrees with me, but Jesse don't listen to the show. He's not here to argue.
I don't know. Three might be too generous. Because I do, like, as much as I hated Loki, and well, not hate, that's not fair. As much as I dislike Loki after everything... After Thor 3,
yeah,
I thought he was great in Avengers.
Yeah.
I loved Ego in Guardians 2. Oh,
the Living Planet? Well, that's because it's Kurt Russell. There's nothing that man couldn't do.
I mean, you're right, but he also, that character itself was turned out to be a fantastic villain.
Especially if you looked at on paper, that like, oh, they're bringing Ego the Living Planet in, you would go, really?
I mean, that was my reaction.
I can't wait to see this.
I was like, how are they not doing Adam Warlock? How do you not just forgive me Adam Warlock, which we are, but.
Are we?
Yeah, that was the post-credits tease
in
of
two, right?
Guardians 2.
Okay, I thought so, but I didn't know if they were actually going forward
with him. They didn't name him, so he may not be called Adam Warlock.
Well, what scares me is that they're going to pull a Thanos type thing, where we got Thanos in the first Avengers, and then 10 years later, he finally showed up as a villain.
See, I don't think they can afford to do that now. I think, and we've talked about it on Nerd Up before, where... The Russo brothers and Kevin Feige, or not the Russo brothers, Kevin Feige has said that they will be a lot more forthcoming with the future plans of the Marvel Cinematic Universe after Avengers 4, which is totally understandable because when you look at how Avengers 3 ended, or how Infinity War ended, you already have, like, this movie's being made. We just turned in the script for this movie. You know, this sequel got a name. And it's like, okay, well.
But those characters.
Exactly. So it's. We kind of know, but once everything gets resolved in Avengers 4, then they can be like, okay, here's wave 5? 4? I don't know what we're at now. but at the same time, like, yes, give me more. Like, I want.
Especially now, if they can bring the X-Men back, you can build so much around X-Men and Fantastic Four.
The X-Men and Doom. I'm not even going to say Fantastic Four because if anyone can make a great Fantastic Four movie, it's absolutely Kevin Feige and what they're doing at MCU right now. But dear Lord, does Doom deserve? He's going to be the next Thanos. He has to be.
Yeah, but can
he
you?
Has to be.
Can you have Doom without the Fantastic Four?
I mean, well, that's what I'm saying. Is like you will get Fantastic Four. Okay. Like they will be involved with it because no, you can't.
Right. He's so directly
tied
to them.
It's like making these like Spider-Man spinoffs and potentially having no Spider-Man.
Venom with no Spider-Man.
Right.
Silk with no Spider-Man.
White hot room.
Oh, we got to get out of here. We can sit here and talk about Marvel for a while, but that's a different show. This show has no meaning.
No,
this show is just it's whatever pops up. Mm-hmm. So, but we will be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. And the good news for you guys is since I'm not doing that surgery on the 19th, I'm not going to miss any shows. And I'm happy about that because I say good for you. No, good for me because I was going to try to take, I was literally taking 2 weeks off, 3 weeks plus the 4th of July week to just relax before my surgery, try to get my blood pressure down because not that this show gets me heated, but just stay at home, watch movies, and play video games, I'd probably feel a lot better. But now that that's not happening, I'm not going to miss any shows. So I will be here tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. The entire gang will be here, myself, Dalton, Asa, and Allie. And we will be talking about actually ton of news.
Yeah.
Ton of big news.
I've been going through and trying to like, because I want to cover some of the stuff that happened 2 weeks ago that we didn't get to talk about because it like Deonna Purrazzo and Io Shirai and stuff like that. But I'm going to kind of be picky with what I put on the list, because the list is already pretty big, on top of Extreme Rules, on top of the G1 special, and some of the fallout from that, both storyline and, you know, real life with Takahashi and JR, things like that. So I'm trying to be selective of what I put on there, because I don't want to do another 2-hour show.
I also don't.
But so if there's something that happened that you know for sure you want to talk about, and this, and I know Dalton's listening, put it in that group chat.
Yeah.
Because
I'm pretty sure you're going to cover all the things
off chance that it's something that I didn't think was newsworthy, but just like didn't think we should spend that much time on it. So right. If there's something that you're thinking of, you know, give me it. But
I feel like you've definitely probably hit all the stuff I can think of, because I don't get it nearly as deep into it as you guys do. So if it's on your list, more than likely it's something that did you put on there about Hogan telling Slammer that he was swole?
No.
We might put that on the list.
Was that on 411 Mania?
Shit, it might as well be the way that side goes. All right, we're going to get out of here, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to Miss 100 the 5-Star Man. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Next week, we'll be doing I Want to Believe, and then we'll be back with me and Asa again the week after that. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. You guys have a great night, and eat healthy, drink healthy, be merry. Bye. Wait, no, he doesn't do it anymore. I can do this. Later.